Waveland.
Don't just sit there.
View the inventory right now at PremierFordWaveland.com.
The Premier Man can.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or trade your car, truck, motorcycle, or used parts? Check out the Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine's classified ads. Picture ads are only $10, and non-picture ads are only $5, and that's for 2 months. Go to GulfCoastMotorsports.com to post your ad today. Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, heat advisory in effect again today till 7 o'clock tonight. Clear sky overnight with a low around 80. More extreme heat tomorrow. Sunshine, a high of 99. Less than a 10% chance of rainfall. Still hot on Friday, 98, and still in the mid-90s on the weekend.
Digging the scene on Cruise and WGCM. Thanks for cruising with us, baby.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to the capital of Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, the place as the Biloxi Shuckers getting set to play their 102nd game of the 2024 season out of 136. Shuckers entered at 52-48, Southern League best 22-11 in the second half. They're getting set to take on the Rays AA affiliate in the Montgomery Biscuits. 58-45 overall, 18-16 in the second half. Biscuits first half champions already have a spot locked up in the 2024 Southern League playoffs. Javik Blanco alongside you as we get sent for first pitch, scheduled for 6:35 Central Time at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers enter today as one of the hottest teams in all of minor league baseball. They have won 20 of their last 28 road games and they have the second best second half record in Double A at 22-11. The reason why they've gotten to 22 wins is off the backs of a 5-game win streak, and all 5 wins have been comeback wins, including last night. And that's where we'll start things off on the Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers yesterday scored all of their runs in the sixth inning or later. They trailed by a 3-0 score after 5 innings, but the Shuckers used 3 runs in the sixth inning. One of those runs came home in a Mike Bovey solo homer. He continues to be hotter than the surface of the sun since returning from the injured list. Shuckers would tie it up at 3 in the sixth. And then in the ninth inning, Casey Martin, a 2-RBI triple that took one hop and smacked off the wall in center. He would be driven in on a Mike Bovey RBI single. Shuckers took a 6-3 lead. Justin Yeager would come in, closing out, get his 14th save of the season, and the Shuckers would improve to 22-11 in the second half. Fifth consecutive comeback win for the Shuckers, their 28th comeback win of the season. The splits when the Shuckers are the ones who score first versus their opponents are quite telling. As we head into the middle part of August, the Shuckers this year 25-7 when they score first, 27-41 when they score second, a staggeringly good record when scoring second, despite the fact that you're usually already trailing by the middle portions of the game when that happens. Shuckers getting set to send the young righty Brent Witrowski to the hill against the veteran Adam Leverett as we get set for first pitch. But first, we'll step aside, take a break. And when we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by one of the newest Shuckers in Tate Keener. We talked to him a bit about making his Double-A debut on Saturday and getting gifted 8 runs in the first inning, a little bit about adjusting to not only Double-A but a starting role as well, and a familiar face he's seen in the bullpen in Ben Metzinger. All comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Shackers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy who was the star on Saturday night. It's Tate Keener. Tate, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good being here.
How fun was Saturday night? You make your Double-A debut, go six innings. The offense supports you with a ton of runs. How'd it feel good?
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you give up a crooked number in the first and offense has your back. Everyone's giving you high fives, screwing your back on to get back out there and throw some zeros. But, yeah, a lot of fun.
How much did that help take the nerves off making your Double-A debut? It's just your first full professional season already in Double-A. That has to take the pressure off a little bit seeing your guys get you 8 runs in the bottom of that first inning.
Oh, it helps a lot. It takes the game, slows it down a little bit, allows you to throw yourself in the zone and not worry about giving up leads or anything like that. You can just let yourself work, let the defense work behind you, and got a good defense, so it's easy to let them take some ground balls.
And again, it's your first full professional season. This time last year, you were just starting your professional career, drafted out of Louisville. How crazy has this ride been in 2024, making it up Double-A?
Yeah, it's gone quick. I mean, felt like I was just in spring training, but Wisconsin was a great place for me. A lot of family got out to games, so it was an easy, nice way to ease into it. But it's definitely a big change over the course of a couple months here, but very exciting.
What's it been like for you? Because really since May 1st, your numbers have shot up across the board. The ERA below 2 in Wisconsin, just a terrific end to your time there. What really clicked over about the past 2-3 months for you up in high A?
It was just getting to know the game a little bit more. It's a little different than in college. Josh Spence helped me out a lot, eased the nerves early on. I was kind of putting myself in a bad situation. So listening to him a bunch, listening to a bunch of the other guys, it was just got to a point where it was fun to go out there and, you know, just compete once a week. And also we're on a team that just didn't lose, so that helped a lot.
Yeah, how much fun was that being on a Timber Rattler team that, you said it, just didn't really ever lose in the first half and got the first half title in the Midwest League?
It was pretty crazy. We'd throughout the week you'd have a couple games where it's like other team didn't have a chance, but then there's those couple games where you lose the lead in the eighth and you're just in the back of your head, you knew we were going to get the lead back. So it was never hard to show up the next day after some of those fun wins.
You're around a lot of guys here in Biloxi, too, that you were teammates with in Wisconsin, whether it's Brett Witrowski, Dylan O'Ray. Casey Hunt, who just joined the team, Ben Metzinger as well. What's it like being around those guys to help get comfortable here at the AA level?
It makes it a lot easier knowing the guys, hope you ease into it. But, I mean, a year ago, you show up to the complex and you're just kind of thrown into the mix. You have no idea what to expect. And it's fun coming up with those guys because you're all experiencing it together and you're all learning new things at the same time.
And not only are you adjusting to pro ball, but you're also adjusting to being a full-time starter. You made just 14 starts in 4 years at Louisville. What has that transition been like from bullpen arm in college to starter here in pro ball?
The Brewers do a good job with it. They help you kind of learn the ins and outs, try to find a routine that fits you. And at the end of the day, it's an easier way to go about a week because you know what you're doing every day when you show up. You get your stuff done, and then you try to support the team best as possible. But it's a little different just once a week. Sometimes you got to spend a week with a bad taste in your mouth, but that just makes it easier to go out there and have some drive for the next week.
Yeah, what's that like between starts? Because that's a big thing. A reliever, you kind of never know where you're going in. You're always locked in down at the bullpen. Here in AA, you know you're pitching once every week or once every 5 days. You have a lot of downtime outside of that.
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful, I'd say. In college, you'd have to show up every day knowing there's a chance you're throwing, and you'd have to do absolutely everything every day to be ready. And here it's, you know what days to go out in the weight room and get it done. You know what days to get in the training room, and everything's scheduled out, so it's a lot easier on the brain to show up every day.
One of the big things, too, is in college you're playing three games on the weekends, one game during the week. How much do you enjoy playing 6 out of 7 days every single week, and you don't have to go to class on top of it?
Yeah. What else could you ask for? I mean, you're just playing ball for a living. It's a lot of fun.
You also get to be teammates once again with your former Louisville Cardinal teammate in Ben Metzinger here in AA. How incredible has that opportunity been for you guys to play with each other again? Because I know you were teammates in Wisconsin earlier this year.
It's great. And even in the offseason, we found a place together to live, and we work out all offseason together. So it's a lot of fun. He's my best friend, so it's easy to grab him during catch play some catch with him and just pick his brain because he knows me more than any of these other guys, so it's easy to ask him questions, see what he's thinking.
How much has that helped too, because he's been in AA about a month or two longer than you, to just help assimilate to the level? And you see these teams so many times here in the Southern League anyways, he's seen the hitters that you're going to face a couple of times as well.
It's great because he knows the ins and outs by now, and there's obviously some differences between levels, so you don't know some things if it's okay, some things if it's not, so you just got to learn that. And he's helped me along the way, and it's been a fun week.
6 innings in your debut also doesn't help in a bad way either.
No, not at all.
Tate, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shackers and Biscuits coming up next.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We're getting set for first pitch. Checkers and the Biscuits in the second game of a six-game set. Checkers, a comeback winner yesterday by a 6-3 final. They overcame a 3-0 deficit in the late innings and handedly beat the Biscuits. Again, a 6-3 final. Checkers enter today winners of five in a row. All five of those have been comeback wins as they're up to 28 of their 52 wins this season coming by the comeback variety. Javon Blake alongside you as we're getting set for first pitch scheduled tonight for 6:35. Checkers and Biscuits, and time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. Before we go any further, just a heads up, the screeching you hear in the background, nothing wrong with the ballpark, Riverwalk Stadium, right next to a couple of train tracks, and there is a very, very, very loud train squeaking on by as we're getting set for first pitch. For the Biscuits, their starter tonight is the righty Adam Leverett, 5-3 with a 3.25 ERA on the season. Today is his 16th appearance and 13th start, 69 1/3 innings, 19 walks, 42 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .228 against him. On the other side of things, it's one of the youngest guys in the Southern League, the 21-year-old righty Brent Witrowski, just about 8 days shy of his 22nd birthday. He'll make his 15th Double-A start of the season, 2-1 with a 4.43 ERA, 61 innings, 28 walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .238 against him. He has been incredibly good over about the last 6 weeks. 2.97 ERA, 24 strikeouts, 30 1/3 innings over his last six starts, including allowing two runs or less in five of those six starts. Checkers again looking for their sixth consecutive win, and it's time to take a look at today's starting lineups. For the Checkers, it's a lineup that is signed by acting manager Fidel Pena and built Byron Overroofing. Dylan O'Reilly's in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. Connor Scott bats fourth. Eric Brown Jr. is in the five spot. In the back half of the order, Adam Hall, Ernesto Martinez Jr., Nick Cale, and Casey Martin. While the Biscuits have Chandler Simpson in the leadoff spot. Carson Williams bats second. Xavier Isaac bats third. Dominic Keegan is in the fourth spot. Batting fifth is the DH, Matthew Etzel, and the lineup rounds out Tanner Murray, Drew Baker, Mason Auer, and Willie Vasquez. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for first pitch. Checkers, Biscuits, and a whole lot of trains. So we get set to go on a Wednesday night. Back after this on the Checkers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Checkers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Checkers box office or online at BiloxiCheckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Checkers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Checkers box office or online at BiloxiCheckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Checkers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Checkers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Checkers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiCheckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Checkers. Book your group outing to a Checkers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiCheckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1.
up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Eager comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
As he drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Montgomery. Shuckers and the Biscuits getting set to battle each other. It's a battle of the foods in game two of a six-game set from Riverwalk Stadium in Alabama's capital. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers enter today 52-48 on the season, 22-11 in the second half, while the Biscuits enter today 58-45 on the year, 18-16 in the second half. Ready, Adam Leverett gets the start today for the Biscuits. He's 5-3 with a 3.25 ERA this season. 16th appearance today in his 13th start. 69 and a third innings, 19 walks, 42 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 228 against him. Checkers order leads off with Dylan O'Ray. Mike Bofey bats second, and Brock Wilking is in the three spot for the Checkers. It is a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. And we're set to go on a Wednesday night. Righty Leverett delivers. First pitch is rolled through the left side, and it's a base hit. O'Ray stumbled coming out of the box. Baker picks it up. O'Ray has regained his balance and rounds first. O'Ray tallies his first hit of the series and continues what's been a real hot stretch at the plate. Enter today, 10 for his last 35. Will make it 11 for his last 36. And the speedster is on first for a guy who's been hotter than the surface of the sun since returning from the injured list last Thursday. It's the lefty Mike Bovey. Leverett delivers. He'll raise off to second. The pitch misses away. The throw to second on the money. The tag is not in time. The throw was a bit high, and O'Ray slides in with his 19th double-A stolen base of the season. Leads the Shuckers. And Biloxi, two pitches in, already has a runner in scoring position. And the dangerous Mike Bovey steps back in. By the way, first pitch time tonight, 6:35 p.m. Central. 95 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind in from left out to right at 5 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. 95 degrees at first pitch, tied for the hottest first pitch temperature of the season. The pitch to Bovey. He takes off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-2. Well, Bovey, since coming back from the injured list last Thursday, has decided that nobody in the Southern League can get him out anymore. He's 9-16, more extra base hits than singles, 8 runs driven in, and the average on the season up to 305. The 2-1 pitch, Bovey swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 85, and the count's even, 2-2. O'Ray is about to take his lead off second, but Adam Leverett steps off. Ready on the mound, 6'4", 190 pounds. Born and raised in Macon, Georgia. He picks up his leg, spins around, and O'Ray darts back to the bag. Williams at short is shading towards second, not really holding him on. He's more towards second with the lefty up. The 2-2 pitch. Bovey swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 84. Bovey strikes out for just the third time since coming off the IL last week. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. One out and a runner on second. Wilkin digs in. 226 hitter this year. 14 homers and 44 driven in. Top 10 in the league in homers and runs driven in. Third in homers. 10th in RBIs. And he has a runner on second with one away. O'Ray dances off second. Now the pitch. This is off the inside corner. It's a slider at 86, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Looking yesterday, 0 for 5 in the series opener with 3 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes up and in. Fastball at 91, and the count goes to 2-0. Wilkin's coming off a month of July where he walked as many times as he struck out. Done a terrific job at drawing a lot more walks since coming back from the injured list after he took a fastball to the face in late April. The 2-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. And that's why Wilkin at the plate, still rocking the softball cage on his mask. He's been wearing it ever since he returned from injury. Missed only a month after getting 94 to the face against the Mississippi Braves. The pitch comes home. O'Reilly's looking for a balk. It is not called. The entire Shuckers dugout's looking for a balk. And instead, the count goes to 3-1. This umpiring crew got into hot water with both teams yesterday. Dylan O'Reilly at second got thrown out. First time he's been ejected in his career. The 3-1 pitch. Wilkin drives it towards center. Simpson, the center fielder, back on it. Under it. And he makes the catch. O'Reilly bluffs a tag from second. And it is a deep fly out from Wilkin. And now two away for the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott digs in. Left-handed bat against the righty Leverett. Two out, one on. Scoreless game in the top of the first inning. Scott digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Leverett delivers. It misses off the outside corner. A fastball at 92. The count goes to a ball and no strikes. Scott this year between two different Double-A teams, Altoona and Biloxi. He's hitting 196, two homers, 19 driven in with a 240 OBP. The pitch. Scott takes off the inside. No, it is a called strike on a changeup at 85. And the count evens 1-1. Lever missed his spot bad. Scott backed out of the way on the inside corner. But it's a called strike for home plate umpire Elliot Melton. And the count's even, a ball and a strike. The pitch. Scott pops it foul. Slider in on his hands at 87. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Scott digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Ray leads off second. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up low at 84, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Ready, Brent Witrowski goes to work when we come back. It's a scoreless game on the Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Way to the bottom of the first inning. Brent Witrowski back to work. It's a scoreless game. Shuckers and the Biscuits, second game of a six-game set. Ryder Witrowski makes his 15th start of the year. 2-1 with a 4.43 ERA, 61 innings, 28 walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 238 against him. Chandler Simpson leads it up for a Biscuits lineup, signed by first-year manager Kevin Bowles and built by Renova Roofing. Carson Williams bats second, Xavier Isaac bats third, and Dominic Keegan is in the four spot. Simpson, the speedster at the top of this lineup. Slap and dash guy who's been doing it quite well since coming up to Double A. Gets the first pitch. It's a called strike at the top of the zone. A fastball at 93 from the righty. Simpson, 349 hitter since coming up to Double A, and 46 stolen bases. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. Witrowski quickly gets ahead at no balls and two strikes. Back-to-back fastballs. And the young righty, all of 21 years old, comes home. Tries to backdoor slider. It misses away. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Simpson last night extended his hit streak to seven consecutive games. Went 1-for-2, the sack fly and a walk. The pitch misses off the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. By the way, Nick Kale's doing the catching tonight. And right on cue, you got another train passing by this left field wall. It's a common occurrence here at Riverwalk Stadium. The 2-2 pitch. Simpson shoots it left side of the infield, in and out of Bobey's glove. He grabs it, spins, fires to first. It's not in time to flex off Martinez's mitt. Kale's there in a hurry on backup. And Simpson reaches with a single. That was a tough play to make for Mike Bobey. Ranging to his left, snagged it. It flipped out of his glove and straight up. Grabbed it, fired to first, but Simpson, again, 46 stolen bases. He can run an under 3.5 to first. He's a speedy guy. See if he goes here. 46 stolen bases this year, tied for the most in the Southern League. Righty Carson Williams digs in. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, a fastball at 96. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Williams leads the team with 14 homers this year and a 255 average. Simpson leads off first. Witrowski checks over almost by Martinez. Simpson enters today again, 46 stolen bases. He is two steals away from breaking the Biscuits single season record. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Simpson had two yesterday. Two today would break Mason Auer's record of 47 set last year. Auer, meanwhile, he's in the lineup tonight in the eighth spot. The 1-1 pitch, Simpson's off. It's a slider, called the strike, the throw to second on a hop, the tag, not in time. Shuckers thought they had him, but instead it's Simpson's 47th stolen base of the year. That was a terrific pop time from Nick Kale. Threw it down on his knees, and it looked like it was there before Simpson, with a tag toward his backside. Means that Simpson's at second right now. He's tied Auer's record. The 1-2 pitch. Slider swing and a miss off the outside corner with 20 inches of run. And Williams is down on strikes for the first out. Time to set the Shuckers starting defensive alignment. Casey Martin's in left. Adam Hall's in center. Connor Scott commands right. Third to first around the infield, Mike Bobey, Eric Brown Jr., Dylan O'Ray, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. with Nick Kale behind the plate. Up comes the big lefty, Xavier Isaac. One out, one on. Witrowski delivers. It misses low when the count goes to 1-0. Isaac, first round pick of the Rays back in 2022 out of East Forsyth High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The 1-0 pitch. Isaac takes a sweeper on the outside corner for strike one. Isaac was just called up to Double A last weekend. went 4-for-12 with a homer and 4 driven in. He's a big power bat, but also a big strikeout bat. Simpson leads off second. Witrowski picks up his leg, spins around, and Simpson darts back to the bag. But Isaac, at the time of his call-up, had a 30% strikeout rate in high A. Though at 15 homers, 17 doubles, pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner at 96. And the count goes to 1-2. Hit 288 and a 917 OPS. That led the high A South Atlantic League. The 1-2 pitch. Isaac takes strike three. Fastball in the inside corner at 96. He's not a fan of the call, but it's back-to-back strikeouts from Witrowski. And now two away for the righty Dominic Keegan. Keegan digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Simpson's at second. Two out. Bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Chess misses off the inside corner. Fastball at 98. And the count goes to 1-0. Witrowski's really blazing it in there today with his fastball. Guy that was ranked as the sixth best prospect in the Brewers system by Baseball America. The pitch, Simpson's off to third and misses up and away, and he slides in with the record. Simpson swipes his 48th base of the season. It is the single season Biscuits franchise record. And he does it without a throw. Down in 52 games. 2-0 pitch is a called strike in the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. Simpson has done a lot of running in minor league baseball. Led minor league baseball with 94 stolen bases a year ago. This year, already beyond 70. 20 more than anyone else. 2-1 pitch. Misses. No, it's a called strike. And the count evens 2-2. It is a very, very delayed call from home plate umpire Elliot Mellon. You almost have to give yourself a second or two to wait before he makes his call. Righty Keegan now digs back in. Two out, a runner on third. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Witrowski fires. Shot foul. First base side and way up. Counts even 2-2. Witrowski fires. Rolled first base side. Martinez has it. Takes it to the bag himself. And it is a scoreless first inning for the righty Witrowski. No runs. One in. No errors. And one runner left on base. We go to the second. Scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We roll on to the second here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The right-handed hitting, Eric Brown Jr. leads it off for the Shuckers against the righty Adam Leverett. Shuckers and the Biscuits did the same exact thing in the first inning. Leadoff single. Runner gets in scoring position by a stolen base. None of the next three hitters record a hit or move the runner. And he's stranded, and we're scoreless into the second inning. The righty Leverett fires. First pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Brown's hitting 196 this year, four homers, 32 driven in, and a 283 OPS. Check that OBP. The pitch lifted down the left field line. Williams, the shortstop, chases after it with Vasquez and the left fielder, Baker. Baker, the last moment, sticks out his mitt, and he makes the catch. Almost disaster for the Biscuits. But instead, Brown flies out to left. And there's one away now for the righty, Adam Hall. Hall this year is hitting 297, 13 driven in, and a 407 OBP. It's a scoreless game in the top of the second. The pitch. Hall rolls it up the middle. Marino is left, beckons it, fires to first. It's in time. And Hall's retired for the second out. Checkers are wasting no time trying to get to Leverett early in this inning. It has been quick and easy. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is hit to see the fourth pitch of the inning. 263 hitter this year, eight homers, 42 driven in. The righty Leverett delivers. Misses off the inside corner, and it's ball one. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Leverett comes home. Martinez takes low. Change up low at 85. That's the big-time pitch for Leverett. A lot of movement on it. A lot like Logan Henderson and Craig Yoho. The 2-0 pitch. Martinez fouls it back. Out of play. Into the press box. Watch out. It clatters around and it hits back out. What did it hit? Who did it hit? We don't know. But that thing shot into the press box, rattled around, and shot back out. 2-1 pitch. Pops foul ball again. And it's back into the seating bowl. Sometimes guys in the dugout, after they hit one in, will yell out, hey, make sure don't hit it here. Hit it the other way. We might have to start yelling that at Ernesto if he does it one more time. We're getting peppered. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. And the count stays at 2-2. By the way, every foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. We might actually need Glass Doctor if this keeps up. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The 2-2 pitch misses low. Changeup at 85, and the count goes to 3-2. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Leverett delivers. Martinez chops it first base side, foul. And we'll do it again. Well, instead of aiming for the press box, he started to aim towards the Shuckers bullpen down the right field line. Count stays full at 3-2. This is a lengthy battle between these two guys, Leverett and Martinez, after three pitches to retire the first two. The pitch. Martinez shoots it, foul ball, out of play and out of the ballpark on the third base side. And the count stays full again. And the plate appearance continues. We're on to a ninth pitch in this battle. Comes home. Dribbled foul ball back to the screen, and we're on to double digits. Martinez digs back in the very back of the left-handed box. 3-2 Leverett delivers. Martinez drives it deep right center. He watches it go. Simpson's back towards the warning track. The ballpark contains it. And it is a very deep fly out for Martinez to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're scoreless through an inning and a half on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Into the last of the second. Shuckers righty Brent Witrowski's back to work, and he faces the lefty Matthew Edsel. First pitch of the frame misses off the outside corner for ball one. Edsel this year hitting .246, two homers, 12 driven in. The 1-0 pitch. Edsel swings and misses. Cutter at 87, and the count evens 1-1. Edsel joined the Biscuits right after the trade deadline, was acquired in a trade between the Orioles and the Rays. The 1-1 pitch. Edsel takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. He had spent most of the season in Double-A Bowie in the Eastern League. It's been a bit of an adjustment coming to Montgomery. 4-for-23 with a walk and 11 strikeouts so far. The pitch. Edsel swings and misses. 95-mile-an-hour heater. And the count evens 2-2. And today it doesn't get any easier for Edsel. He has to face Brent Witrowski, a guy who, if you look at the season numbers, may not be so great until you realize he's 21 years old, has gotten better with every start, and has been dominant over about the past month and a half. The 2-2 pitch. Lined over Bobby's head at third and into left for a single. Rolls to Martin, he picks it up and fires it in. And Edsel records his fifth hit since joining the Biscuits. And the righty Tanner Murray digs in. Murray, a right-handed bat. Pride and joy of UC Davis out of the Big West. Fourth-round pick back in 2020 by the Rays. Edsel takes his lead off first. We're scoreless in the second. The pitch misses off the inside corner. Cutter at 89. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Driven out to right. Scott's back on it. At the warning track. Towards the wall. He backpedals. Makes the catch. Crashes against the wall. And retires Murray for the first out. Scott took quite the path to get there. It's the first time he's ever played in this ballpark. He had to go a long way back, make sure he doesn't fall on the warning track and miss the ball completely. But he records the out. Now one away for the righty Drew Baker. This is a brand new Shuckers outfield. None of the guys were even in the organization when this season started. None of them were in the organization until about June 1st. The pitch is a slider. That's called a strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Casey Martin acquired for cash considerations from the Phillies. Adam Hall and Connor Scott, both free agent acquisitions. Hall signed out of the independent leagues and the Winnipeg Goldeyes of the American Association. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Quite the difference between the Shuckers starting outfield on opening day. Shuckers had Noah Campbell, Carlos Rodriguez, and Lamar Sparks as their starting outfield on opening day on April 5th. Lamar Sparks getting a day off today. Campbell and Rodriguez both in AAA. The pitch is dribbled. Third base side. Wachowski bare hands. It fires to first. High and wide and way beyond Martinez. Scott picks it up. Edsel stops at third. Baker's at second. And now two in scoring position with one away for Mason Auer off the E1. We'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Drew Baker is at second. Matthew Edsel is at third. They've officially ruled that Baker reached in a single and an E1. Baker rolled it up the third baseline. Wachowski grabbed it and fired a wild throw the first. It was off balance. It was high and wide and over Martinez's head. He's 6'7" to begin with. So Baker's at second. Edsel's at third. One out in the last of the second as the trains roll on by in Montgomery. The pitch with the infield in is a slider and a swing and a miss from the righty Mason Auer. Auer this year hitting 196, two homers, 18 driven in, and a 254 OBP. Wachowski fires. Lifted down the right field line. Scott ranges over in a foul territory. Reaches out. Doesn't make the catch. Flips over the wall. And he's down on the grass. The entire Shuckers bullpen is over to help him. Shuckers associate athletic trainer Katie Bowersox is sprinting down the line. And it seems like Scott's okay. It is a padded wall and then about a 2-foot thick concrete wall. And he just went right up and over. A couple guys down in that Shuckers bullpen were helping him out. Now Bowersox is just making sure Scott's okay. She crosses the foul line. Scott doesn't want it. He's like, no, I'm good. Go back. This is about to be a very quick visit. He went right up and over. Nick Merkel was on the spot to help him. And Scott's okay. What an effort from Scott. Though for the Shuckers, it might be helpful that he did not get the baseball. That would have easily scored Edsel for a 1-0 lead. But an incredible effort by the Shuckers right fielder. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes in the righty hour. Infield still in. The pitch. Misses up and in, and it gets him on the helmet. And he fires his helmet to the ground, fires batting glove to the mitt, says something to Wachowski. The Shuckers infield starts to wander in. That was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. Shuckers manager Fidel Pena's out to try and make sure nobody goes too far. Nick Cale was on the spot to make sure Auer was okay. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball off our helmet as he's getting checked out right now by the trainer, James Ransdell, of this Biscuits team. And Auer walks down to first. Well, the bases are loaded. Tensions almost just boiled over here in Montgomery. Infield still in for the Shuckers. Well, now they keep it into the corners. Brown and O'Ray, just as they started to walk in, now walk back. They'll play deep. double play, depth at short and second. Corners are in, bases loaded, one away, and the righty Willie Vasquez steps in. The pitch, Vasquez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Bench is almost cleared for the first time this year for the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Cutter at 95, and the count evens 1-1. Luckily, the Shuckers and the Biscuits, everything was okay. Wachowski seemed pretty confused on why Auer was mad at him. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 80, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have not had a benches clearing incident since back against Rocket City last year. It was the first inning of a day game. Shuckers hit three homers in the first inning. Trash Pandas took exception to it. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. There wasn't anything major that happened. Both teams kind of wandered towards the foul line and were yelling at each other. About as far as we got. It was quite the first inning. Wes Clark, back at the old Barks Bottle location at Kiesler Federal Park, which was on the grassy hill, hit it off the Barks Bottle. The 2-2 pitch. It fouled first base side and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. It was a 430-something foot shot. One of Clark's 20-plus homers last year. Led the Southern League. One of the highest home run totals in Shuckers franchise history. Wachowski trying to find his second out. 2-2 pitch, misses low, sinker at 93, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, Vasquez swings and misses. Fastball off the outside corner at 96. And now two away for the lefty Chandler Simpson. The pitch popped up, out to short left. Brown hustles after it. Right on the foul line, makes the catch, and what a job from Wachowski. Bases loaded, one away, and he gets out of the inning. In the frame, no runs, two hits, one error, three runners left on base, and we go to the third. It's a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-7111.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Well, it's been an entertaining one so far. Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Nick Gale, who was getting things set in the dugout after a wild bottom of the second, is running up to the plate. Now he puts his batting gloves on. It's like one of those F1 pit stops. About 2.5 seconds. Change out of the gear, change into the batting gear, and the righty, Cale digs in against the righty, Adam Leverett. Fish joining us for scoreless. Shuckers have one hit. Biscuits have three. They just stranded the bases loaded. First pitch hit on one hop to third. Vasquez gets it knee high, slings it to first. It's in time. One pitch, one out. And the righty Casey Martin comes up. Tensions almost boiled over in the last of the second. Mason Auer got one off the helmet. That almost ignited a couple of things, but Nick Cale was right in the middle of it. Terrific job making sure everybody was okay, kind of the peacekeeper in the middle of things. Pitch to Martin, misses up a sinker at 92, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Martin this year hitting 157, eight homers, 29 driven in. The 1-0 pitch, he fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Martin last night delivered the game-winning hit. Two RBI triple in the top of the ninth. That gave the Shuckers a 5-3 lead as part of six unanswered runs for their fifth straight comeback win. The pitch is a slider that misses off the outside corner. The count goes to two balls and a strike. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the third. The pitch. Martin tags it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count evens 2-2. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The pitch is upstairs, but he swings through it. And Martin is down on strikes, quickly two away. Third strikeout today for Leverett, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray comes up at the top of the Shuckers order. O'Ray single through the left side in the first. The pitch misses off the outside corner. A slider at 87. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Rolled weakly to second. Murray charges, gloves it, fires to first. And Adam Leverett's retired 9 in a row. And the Shuckers go down in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5, and we're scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Carson Williams digs in against the righty Brent Witrowski. We go to the last of the third, scoreless Shuckers and Biscuits. First pitch is a slider that misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Tonight's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. 1-0 pitch is a slider called a strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. for Wetrowski. That was his 42nd pitch of the night. He's used just about everything. Fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper. This one's a sweeper, and it misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Wetrowski's been affected. He's walked the line a couple of times, loaded the bases last inning off two singles and a hit batter, but got out of it without a scratch. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. The righty Wetrowski fires. Williams drives it towards deep center. Hall races back on it towards the warning track. At the wall, looks up. It smacks off the wall, deflects off his mitt, and hits the dirt. Williams turns around second, heads to third. O'Reilly's relay is not in time in third. It is a sliding leadoff triple for Carson Williams. And for the third straight inning, the Biscuits have a man on third with less than 2 outs. That one off Williams' bat at 102 miles an hour. It goes 404 feet, and it stays in the yard. Brings up the lefty Xavier Isaac. And the Shuckers, for the third consecutive inning, bring the infield in. It's a scoreless game in the third. Wetrowski fires. Tries to backdoor a sweeper, but it misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Isaac takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Biscuits last night stranded 6, and 4 of the 6 were in scoring position. Part of the reason why they fell by a 6-3 final. Today, they've stranded 4. 3 of the 4 have been in scoring position. The 3-0 pitch. Isaac takes inside, ball 4, and it almost hits him. Isaac walks, Williams at third, and the righty Dominic Keegan steps in. Scoreless game, bottom of the third, 2-1, nobody out. The pitch to the righty, Keegan, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Keegan's 0-1 tonight, bounced out to first in the first. And now Nick Cale comes out and talks to the righty Wetrowski. Calm him down a little bit. Wetrowski's thrown 50 pitches, 28 strikes, 22 out of the zone. Right now, he's fired 5 straight out of the zone. Cale, a veteran of the Shuckers team. 26-year-old, fourth-round pick in 2019 out of Washington. 26 years old. One of the oldest guys in the Shuckers roster. He's the oldest position player. Finishes up his chat with, well, the youngest pitcher in the Shuckers roster, Brett Wetrowski. And he squats back behind the plate. 1-0 the count. Runners in the corners. The pitch misses low. Slider at 88. And the count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Slider called the strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, fouled back, out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Well, the name of this ballpark is Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, named after the river that's about a quarter mile away from the left field wall. But between it, are two different train tracks, and right now they're all jammed up. The 2-2 pitch to Keegan. Chopped towards third. Williams retreats the bag, throw to second for one. Array to first, quick turn, he's safe. Williams comes home. He broke as soon as Array threw it to serve. As soon as Bobby threw it to second, when Array threw it to first, he was practically home. It is an RBI fielder's choice from Keegan. Williams scores. Isaac's retired, and it is a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Checkers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena is out to have a word with the first base umpire Trey Jester. Checkers, Todd Keegan was out. Certainly a close play over there. Neither team has been quite happy with this umpiring crew this series, and we're only 3-plus innings into game 3 of this series. Keegan's at first. Lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. The first pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, chopped towards the Shackers dugout and foul. Count evens 1-1. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the third. Etzel today singled over Bobby's hit at third in the second. Now the 2-1 pitch. Etzel takes away. Slider at 87, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch count starting to get up there for the young Wetrowski. That throw his 59th pitch of the day and his 19th pitch of the inning. There's just one out. The 3-1 pitch. Etzel swings and misses. Cutter at 93. And the count goes full at 3-2. Trasky set at the belt. Delivers. Etzel takes strike three at the knees. Fastball at 95. And Wetrowski picks up his fourth strikeout of the day, and it's a big-time second out. Two out, one on for the righty Tanner Murray. Reminder, Shackers fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch. Murray takes a slider off the outside corner for 1-1. Wetrowski fires. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Murray's 0-1 today. Enter today. Hits in 6 straight. He's reached base in 10 straight. He's really exploded over this 6-game hit streak. 8 hits, 4 of those hits doubles, and 7 runs driven in. The 2-0 pitch. He swings and drives it out to right. Scott's back on it. He's got a lot of room out there. Towards the outcropping, makes the catch and smacks off the wall, and it ends the inning. It has been an active day for Connor Scott, running into walls out and right. And he ends the inning with a nice catch. And a warning track here at Riverwalk Stadium. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the fourth. A 1-0 Biscuits lead. on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We end of the fourth. Shuckers down by a 1-0 score against the Biscuits. We're in the third game of a 6-game set. Each team's won one. Shuckers, a comeback win yesterday. Check that second game of a 6-game set. Shuckers won yesterday by a 6-3 final. And the lefty, Mike Bobey, digs in. First pitch is a called strike one, a sinker on the inside corner at 91. Righty Amelin Leverett has retired 9 in a row, including 2 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Bobey chops it right side of the infield. Murray to his right grabs it, pivots, and fires to first. It's in time. Bobey's retired. One away, and the righty Brack Wilkin digs in. Wilkin tonight 0 for 1, a deep fly out to center back in the first. Leverett delivers. It's a slider that misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Leverett originally drafted out of Gordon State. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin pops it up a mile high, third base side foul territory. Vasquez sprints over towards his own dugout, about a foot in front of it, makes the catch. And Wilkin's retired for the second out. Two away, and the left-handed hitting Connor Scott digs in. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Two out, nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch misses up and away. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch fouled back. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Scott chaps it right side of the infield. Right to Murray, who grabs it standing, fires to first, and it is a 1-2-3 inning from Leverett. And he's retired 12 straight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 3.5. The Shuckers trail it 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail it 1-0. And the righty Brent Witrowski's back to work. Faces off against the righty Drew Baker. First pitch. Misses up and in. Cutter at 94. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Witrowski's been effective. He's allowed one run on four hits, but his pitch count's starting to get up there. About to throw his 65th pitch of the game. Comes home. Misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch to Baker. Is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. Witrowski, despite the high pitch count, and he's kind of towed the line between 50% strikes, 50% out of the zone. 3-1 pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. He's only walked one batter. He struck out four. A lot of it has been him getting behind in the count early. The pitch is rolled up the middle. Brown to his left. It's by him. He slipped for a moment trying to catch his footing and make the turn. Baker's 2-for-2 tonight, and it brings up Friday Mason Hour. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Elsewhere in the league, they're in the top of the sixth inning. Smokies lead the Lookouts 2-0. Top four, Trash Pandas 3, Barons 0. And in the top of the fourth, the M-Braves lead the Blue Wahoos by a 3-0 score. Here the Shuckers trail 1-0. The pitch is a called strike, slider at 87, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. The righty Witrowski delivers. Hammer down the right field line and foul, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers have Caleb Bowman warming up in the bullpen. Bowman hasn't pitched in a game since two Sundays ago against Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The 0-2 pitch to Auer is a sweeper that misses low at 79, and the count goes to 1-2. Auer was hit by a pitch back in the second and almost ignited a bench-clearing confrontation meeting. Call it a meeting. Check back to first, and Baker's back in time. He got hit in the head at 97 and was pretty upset. Directed a lot of that anger towards Brent Witrowski out on the mound. It was a fastball that just slipped out of his hand. Nick Cale did a good job to defuse the situation. Auer went to first, and we played on. 1-2 pitch, misses up and in, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Auer swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 86. Witrowski picks up his fifth strikeout of the night. And with one away, the righty Willie Vasquez comes up. And that's going to be the end of the road for the righty Witrowski. Done after 74 pitches and 3 1/3 innings. Shuckers, we talked about it yesterday. A thin bullpen this week. They're going to need some length out of the righty, Caleb Bowman. He's set to come in when we come back on the Shuckers Radio.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake alongside you as the righty Caleb Bowman, set to make his first appearance in August, faces the righty Willie Vasquez. First pitch is a called strike. Sinker at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Bowman is in for the righty Brent Witrowski, done after 3 1/3 innings and 74 pitches. The 0-1 pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. O'Ray grabs it. Long put to second. Brown gets it on the run. Fires to first. Not in time. That would have been a dazzling double play to end the inning. But instead, it erases the inherited runner, Baker. And Vasquez reaches on a fielder's choice. Two out, one on. Back to the top of the order in the lefty, Chandler Simpson. Bowman has been such a star this year for the Shuckers. 29th appearance of the season. He's gone 49 innings with a 2.57 ERA, 10 walks, and 44 strikeouts. The pitch to Simpson is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Simpson checks his swing, and it's fouled off towards the Biscuits dugout third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 today with a single, pop out, two stolen bases. He's up to 48 now in the season, which is a Biscuit single season record. Unlike Mason Auer and anybody else in franchise history, he's done it over a full season. It's taken Simpson a grand total of 52 games, or 51 games and three innings. The 0-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. He's a real speedy guy out there. Makes it hard to contain him. Guy who can bunt his way on pretty regularly. Good contact hitter as well. Check back to first. The tag got him. And it ends the inning. Vasquez is picked off, and that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Caleb Bowman comes on, tires the inherited runner, picks off Vasquez, and that ends the inning. 1-0 Biscuits through four. The end of the fifth. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228. 228-
712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Give it back to Montgomery. It's back to the middle of the order for the Shuckers, and the righty Eric Brown Jr. First pitch from Adam Leverett is dribbled foul first base side, and we're off and running. Fifth inning, Shuckers trail it 1-0 against the Biscuits. Leverett's done just a fantastic job out in the hill. He's retired 12th straight after a leadoff single to Dylan O'Ray in the first pitch he threw tonight. He fires. Shatter bat. Looper behind second. Murray gets it to his right. Fires to first in time. Half the bats between second and third. And Adam Leverett gives Williams a nice little round of applause on the mound. Browns are tired for the first down. Adam Hall digs in. Right-handed bat. 0-for-1 today. Bounced out to second. Back in the second. Now the pitch. Hall hits it right side of the infield. Stabbed at by Isaac. He grabs it to his right. Fires to first. Leverett grabs it, taps the bag. And make it 14 consecutive retired by Leverett. And up comes the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two out, nobody on. Leverett's thrown just 46 pitches through 4 2/3 innings. Shuckers right now are one out away from being held scoreless through five innings for the second consecutive night. The pitch to the lefty is a called strike at the top of the zone. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Leverett delivers. Martinez drives it out to right. Auer to his right. Reaches out. Dives. Always got it. Martinez is robbed by a diving play from Auer, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Leverett's retired 15 in a row, and it's a 1-0 Biscuits lead halfway through. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, Bowman's back to work as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch, the lefty Chandler Simpson's punted foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Bowman inherited a runner, didn't allow him to score. And that finalizes the righty Brent Witrowski's line, who goes 3 1/3 innings. 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. The pitch. Is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. And somebody needs to report to guest services. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Flails at a slider low. And Simpson's down on strikes for the first out. By the way, just a bit of an update. On the AAA side of things, Jacob Mizorowski, who leads the Shuckers in pretty much every statistical pitching category entering tonight. Made his second start with AAA Nashville, and unlike the first one, he really honed in his command and was dominant. First pitch to the righty Williams. It's a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. For Mizorowski, we saw a lot of the stuff tonight that we saw here in Biloxi. 2 innings, 1 hit allowed, no runs allowed, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Mizorowski in AAA, unlike in AA, is working a lot shorter outings. They're trying to shorten him up a little bit. And you have to think that's potentially for a bullpen stint with the big league club at some point later this year. The 2-0 pitch. Williams fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. He threw just 29 pitches tonight, 20 of them strikes. Throughout his time with Biloxi, routinely 75, 85, 90 pitches through his starts. At his best, he'd be going 5, 6, and 7 innings. The 2-1 pitch. Williams takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. But obviously in AAA, it's a little bit different. Brewers trying to see if Mizorowski has the stuff to be a valuable bullpen arm as soon as probably early September, if not sooner. The 3-1 pitch. Williams takes up and in. It's ball 4. Williams reaches for the second time tonight. And the lefty, Xavier Isaac, digs in. By the way, the Sounds tonight facing the Indianapolis Indians, which features a leadoff man who played for this Biscuits team last year, and Alika Williams. Mizorowski didn't get to face him. Williams was with the Biscuits early last year. Mizorowski later last year at the Shuckers. Pitch to the lefty, Isaac. Check swing. Goes around. Slider on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Isaac 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Check back to first. Williams is back in time. It's a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning. Biscuits up on the Shuckers. Second game of the 6-game set. Bowman delivers. Misses up, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. By the way, you go around all these different minor league ballparks, and we travel to a lot here in the Southern League. One of the fun parts is you're able to find out and try what each ballpark has to offer as far as concessions. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count evens 2-2, cutter down the middle at 90 miles an hour. Well, the Biscuits walk around the concourse. A couple fun things. A, they serve actual biscuits, which you almost have to if you're the Montgomery Biscuits. But they also serve one of the most genius ideas of how to do a soft pretzel. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Bowman delivers. Isaac fouls it back, and the count stays at 2-2. Now, a lot of places, you order a soft pretzel. They get the pretzel. You get some salt on it. Sometimes you get cheese, and they hand it off to you. But here in Montgomery, they take it to the next level. You can either get salt or cinnamon sugar. And if you get cinnamon sugar, you get the pretzel. They dunk it in cinnamon sugar. It gets all sweet and yummy. Hand you a cup of frosting. 2-2 pitch, runner-up pitch. Misses away, throw to second. On the money, the tag. Got him. Oh, what a throw from Nick Cale. Where Tigers Williams, and there's two away. Williams, who entered today 28 of 34 on stolen bases this year, becomes the second runner caught stealing this season by Nick Cale. Now Bowman fires. It misses up, and it is ball four. Bowman was halfway back to the Shuckers dugout. Second consecutive walk in the inning, and now two outs and a runner on for the righty Dominic Keegan. But anyways, just to finish out that thought, they get a pretzel dunked in cinnamon sugar with a cup of vanilla frosting. You're living pretty. Really pretty. All righty, Keegan digs in. Two outs, one on. Bowman fires. Misses off the outside corner with a 93-mile-an-hour sinker. And the count goes to 1-0. It's a 1-0 game. We're in the last of the fifth inning. The pitch. Check swing. It's a called strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. And there is also not just regular biscuits. There are a sampling of biscuits. You get them with sausage. You can get them as like a Cuban sandwich, too. The 1-1 pitch. Line down the right field line. It curls foul into the seats. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch. Slider misses up and in. Buzzes the tower. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Isaac's off first. Keegan back in. He's 0-2 tonight with a run driven in. Now he steps off. Wipes some sweat off his forehead. Bowman comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Fisted foul. Sinker in on the hands at 92. And the count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker on the inside corner at 93. And that's 2 strikeouts in the inning for Bowman. And we're through 5. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. 1-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers down by a run. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. And the righty Adam Leverett, who's retired 15 in a row, faces the Shuckers right-handed hitting catcher, Nick Cale. Javik Blake back alongside you. Appreciate you joining us on your Wednesday night. Cale's 0 for 1 today. And he gets the pitch. Fouls it back. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. One run on 5 hits tonight for the Biscuits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider low. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Meanwhile, the Shuckers, no runs on 1 hit. That 1 hit came in the very first pitch of Leverett tonight in the first inning to the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. Drove a single in the center, and after that, it's been nothing but zeros for the right-hander. The 0-2 pitch. Cale swings and misses. Curveball off the outside corner at 82. It's Leverett's 4th strikeout tonight. He's retired 16 straight, and the righty Casey Martin digs in. Martin's 0 for 1, struck out on a high fastball back in the third inning. The righty Leverett delivers. Martin swings and misses. Fastball high at 93, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. No balls, 1 strike, and 1 away. Leverett delivers. Hit on the hands towards short. Williams has it. Slings it to first in plenty of time. And Martin's retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 Biscuits. And the left-handed hitting Dylan O'Reilly digs in. O'Reilly's 1-for-2 tonight. He has that only Shuckers run of the hit of the day. Again, back in the first inning. The pitch. He takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. It has been an effective night from Leverett. That throw just his 55th pitch. We're at 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. The pitch. O'Reilly takes off the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Shot foul, third base side, into the seats and into the only section that has a mass of people. It rattles around. It looks like everybody's okay. The count's a 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Shot foul above the third base dugout. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers are trying to get their first base runner since the first inning on the first pitch when Dylan O'Reilly looped a single to center. Ronnie Leverett stares in. Now comes set at the belt. And he fires home. O'Reilly tips it foul, in and out of Keegan's mitt, deflects back towards the screen. And the count stays at 1-2 strikes. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly dribbles it foul, and he stays alive. That was a wicked changeup from Leverett. 16 inches of arm side run towards that outside corner. And we're on to another pitch in this plate appearance. Have to be the seventh between Leverett and Array. Leverett's about to throw his 60th pitch of the night. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Buries a changeup low, and Leverett has retired 18 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5, 1-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2-drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Way into the last of the sixth, Shuckers trail it 1-0. Montgomery got their only run in an RBI fielder's choice in the third, and the Shuckers have been retired in order 18 straight to Dylan O'Reilly's leadoff single in the first inning. Caleb Bowman's back to work, and he faces the lefty Matthew Edsel first up, and the pitch is a backdoor slider for strike one. Bowman this year has been such a star, it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around that this was a guy that was undrafted out of college. The 0-1 pitch. Edsel ropes it first base side. Foul by Martinez's glove and into the Shuckers pen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's hard to imagine Bowman finished up his career pitching at App State, went undrafted, went unsigned, and nobody wanted him in indie ball in the States. So he started his career of globetrotting. First men's league ball in Canada, then Australia, then Germany, where he was dominant before finding his way stateside. 0-2 pitch. Edsel fisted foul back and out of play. That sounds like a broken window. They might need to call Glass Doctor. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. Bowman's 0-2 pitch. Edsel swings and misses. Slider top of the zone at 89. And Bowman has three strikeouts tonight. But Bowman didn't find his way back stateside until 2022. He was named the 2022 Bundesliga Baseball Pitcher of the Year in Germany. The Guggenberger Legionnaire before coming stateside to finish out the year in the Atlantic League. First pitch misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0 to the righty Tanner Murray. He played for the Gastonia Honey Hunters, a suburb right outside of Charlotte. One of the newer teams in the Atlantic League. The 1-0 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The Atlantic League, highly regarded as one of the best independent leagues in America. A lot of former big leaguers and former AAA guys find their way there. 2-0 pitch. Shot foul. Right field side and out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. Bowman, though, impressed the Brewers scouting department there. And they quickly signed him last year. Made it up to Double-A for the latter half of the season. And this year has exploded. Sub-2.5 ERA. And comes home. Popped up. Out to short center. O'Reilly, the second baseman, charges out. Reaches up. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. And Murray's retired for the second out. Brings up the righty, Drew Baker. And one of the most fascinating parts about Bowman is you ask him about his time in Germany. And it was a league where you just played on the weekends. Everybody else outside of 1 to 2 import players per team. Pitch to the righty Baker. He's lifted first base, side right to Martinez, and wants to tell the story in the seventh. Comes the 1-2-3 inning from Campbell Bowman. He continues to dominate in 2024. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Way out of the seventh, it is a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We end at the top of the seventh inning. It is a 1-0 Biscuits lead. The reason why I'm laughing is because between innings, well, the Biscuits right out, well, there's a saying around minor league baseball that sometimes we just live the movie Bull Durham on a regular basis, and it's safe to say that that is exactly what happened. Mike Bobby digs in against the new arm, the lefty Antonio Jimenez. The first pitch, the seventh, comes home. It's a called strike on the outside corner at 94. But the Biscuits, name the Biscuits. You got to have a biscuit-themed promotion somewhere throughout the night. Well, they have a chef costume-looking thing. The 0-1 pitch. Bobby takes away, and the count evens 1-1. But the costume is the person gets inside of it, and it is a chef riding a rooster. Why? No idea. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. But the chef riding the rooster comes out. Somebody bringing out a thing of aluminum foil-wrapped biscuits, and he's taking them out, and he's firing them off to the crowd. Only thing we're missing is Crash Davis. 1-2, nobody out. The righty Adam Leverett. We'll check that. The lefty Antonio Jimenez delivers home, and it misses up. Jimenez, 5'11", 160 pounds. Bases Bobby. Bobby tonight is 0-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Bobby swings and misses. Chases a slider off the outside corner. Bovey strikes out for the second time tonight. Brings up the righty, Brock Woking. Final line tonight for Adam Leverett. 6 dominant innings. Gives up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He throws just 58 pitches through 6 innings. The pitch to the righty, Woking, is hammered to deep center. Simpson races back on it, under it, and he makes the knee-high catch. Retires Wilkin for the second out. 2 out, nobody on, and the lefty Connor Scott digs in. Jimenez, by the way, this season makes his 22nd appearance, 3.52 ERA, in 30 2/3 innings, 13 walks, 27 strikeouts. And opponents hitting 228 against him. Jimenez delivers. Scott takes away. Fastball at 93. The count goes to 1-0. Scott today 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. 20 consecutive Shuckers have been retired, going back to the first inning. And the first pitch of the game when Dylan O'Reilly singled. Leverett ends his night retiring 18 straight. Jimenez delivers. Scott fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers offense has been a potent one in the second half. Entering today, they lead AA in runs with 192. Second in OBP, second in walks, fifth in OPS. And they've been completely held in check tonight. 2-1 pitch. Scott takes the strike of the knees. Slider at 81. And the count evens 2-2. The Biscuits are a tough team to hit against. Last week allowed just 4 runs in 6 games. Against the Birmingham Barons, they enter today with a 3.25 ERA. Second best in minor league baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Scott takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 95, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, and two away. Jimenez delivers. Scott pops it up, first base side, foul territory. Keegan ditches the mask, charges over, and it's about halfway up the first base side. Count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, and two away. The lefty Jimenez kicks and fingers. Scott checks his swing, slider low. Third base umpire Denver Dangerfield says he does not go. And that ends the streak. 20 consecutive retired by Jimenez and Leverett. But the Shuckers get a base runner. And the righty Eric Brown Jr. to get. Shuckers yesterday used 6 runs between the 6th and the 9th inning to come back from a 3-0 deficit and win it by 6-3 final. Lefty Jimenez delivers home to the righty, Eric Brown Jr. First pitch. Brown tags it foul. First base side and into the seats. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Brown's 0 for 2 today. Floats a left in the second. Brown didn't have 2 second in the fifth. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. With as good as the Biscuits have pitched, the Shuckers have almost matched them. Scott takes his lead out first. First baseman Isaac holds him on, and now Brown calls time. Murray, the second baseman, is basically right behind second, which for Brown makes it easy. Go the other way with it, and almost guaranteed a single. Hard part is going under the other way against Jimenez. The 0-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, a changeup at 85, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away. Another changeup at 85. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Big situation here for the Shuckers. First time they've had a base runner on since the first. An opportunity to try and tie this thing up with 2-0. The 2-1 pitch. Shot foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. And Brown calls time. Jimenez comes set. Check back to first. Scott took a step towards second. Sprints back to the bag in plenty of time. Didn't even need to slide. Jimenez now stares in. The lefty has Brown on the ropes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Roll, third base side. Vasquez has it, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Vasquez have retired 21 of the last 22 hitters, and it's time to stretch in Montgomery. Checkers trailing 1-0 on the Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The seventh, and the Shuckers have the righty Sam Carlson out of the bullpen. Faces the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Carlson fires. First pitch is 95-mile-an-hour sinker at the top of the zone for strike one. Carlson's in for the righty Caleb Bowman, who continues what's just been a dominant season out of the Shuckers bullpen. Time is called. Ball gets away from the bullpen. Where the righty Alfredo Zaraga is warming up. But Bowman, 2 2/3 shutout innings. Strands an inherited runner. Two walks, three strikeouts, and 35 pitches. The 0-1 delivery. Misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. In comes Sam Carlson. 35 appearances this year, 36 in the third innings with a 3.86 ERA, 12 walks, and 35 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Auer takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers right now are real thin in the bullpen department. Just 8 bullpen arms this week with all the moves and transactions made. Craig Yoho going to AAA. Adam Seminaris and Nate Peterson both in the rotation. 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers' depth has been tested. Yoho to AAA this week. T.J. Shook traded to the Mets about 2 weeks ago. That was a guy who was a long man out of the bullpen. Bradley Blaylock to the Rockies right before the deadline is another blow to this rotation. 2-2 pitch. Rolled first base side foul towards the Shuckers' pen. And the count stays at 2-2. The Shuckers have had to rely on guys going multiple innings. Bowman today, 2 2/3. Yesterday, Nick Merkel and Sam Garner combined for 4 1/3 innings out of the pen. Justin Yeager then came in and locked down his 14th save of the season. The 2-2 pitch. Auer rolls it towards short. Brand to his left, grabs it, fires to first. Big stretch from Martinez in time. And Auer's retired. One away, and the righty Willie Vasquez digs it. Gives us a chance to check the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're through 6.5, and the Mudcats and Fred Nance are knotted at 9. High-scoring affair. Elsewhere, top 7, Timber Rattlers. First the pitch. Check swing, fouled off by the righty Willie Vasquez. The count goes to no balls and a strike. But the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Quad Cities River Bandits are knotted at 1 in the 7th. The Sounds lead the Indians 3-1 in the top of the 7th in AAA. Here we're in the last of the 7th, and it's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Carlson delivers to Vasquez. He drives it towards right center. All drifts back on him. Got plenty of room. And he makes the catch. Tires Vasquez two away. The lefty Chandler Simpson digs in. By the way, we'd like to extend a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in tonight from the Hattiesburg area. And also a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. As always, you can join in on the broadcast. Text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two out, nobody on. Simpson up. Bovey plays in at third. The pitch. Simpson takes a backdoor slider for strike one. It'll be interesting to see if Carlson tonight does go multiple innings. He's thrown two innings just once. It was back on May 10th against Montgomery. 35 appearances, 36 in the third innings. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. And by the way, we were talking at the start of the top of the 7th about they had a chef riding a rooster, throwing out biscuits, and now the biscuits are getting ready for a biscuit race at the end of the inning. The 1-1 pitch. Simpson takes off the inside corner, sinker at 95, and the count goes to 2-1. There's a lot of biscuit-themed things, obviously, as you would expect for a team called the Montgomery Biscuits. One of the original crazy minor league baseball names ran back in 2004 when they moved from Orlando. 2-1 pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. In Orlando, it was a pretty cut-and-dry name. They were an affiliate of the Tampa Bay at the time, Devil Rays, and they were the Orlando Rays. That was pretty common throughout their farm system. The 3-1 pitch. Simpson lines it down the left field line. Martin after it, under it, and he makes the catch. Simpson's retired, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move to the 8th. It is a 1-0 Biscuits lead on the Shuckers.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We head to the 8th. Shuckers need a run to tie things up. It is a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Antonio Jimenez done after a scoreless 7th. And the righty, Alfredo Zaraga. Knows the runner. Delivers home to the righty, Adam Hall. It's a slider and a called strike one. It is the third pitcher tonight for the Biscuits. The third different pitcher they've used tonight, whose first name starts with an A. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. And so far tonight, Biscuits pitchers who have a first name that starts with the letter A have been untouchable for the Shuckers. The 0-2 pitch. Hall takes away. And the count goes to 1-2. Hall's 0-for-2 tonight. Most of this lineup is 0-for. The Shuckers got their only hit of the day on the first pitch of the day to Dylan O'Ray in the first. Since then, 21 of 22 have been retired. 1-2 pitch. Misses low. And the count evens 2-2. We're getting into the late stages. Shuckers have won 5 in a row. All 5 wins have been to the comeback variety. They'll need one here if they want to extend that win streak to 6. Zaraga's 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Sinker on the outside corner at 98. And hauls down on strikes for the first down. And the tough part tonight as well for the Shuckers is it's not been like they've been overpowered. That's just the 7th strikeout tonight by Biscuits pitching. A lot of deep flyouts, hard lineouts. Pitch to the lefty Martinez. Misses off the inside corner. Turbo sinker at 97. Martinez is 0-for-2 tonight, was robbed of a hit in right center by Mason Auer, a diving catch in the 5th inning. Zaraga's 1-0 pitch comes home. Martinez swings and tips it into Kegensman, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. It is a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits. The pitch misses low and away. And the count goes to 2-1. And all the Shuckers need right now is a base runner. Nick Kale's on deck. Nick Kale's been a guy who, in close situations and late, activates the clutch gene. He did it for the Shuckers to tie it up in the 10th inning last Thursday against Racket City. Set the stage for Casey Martin's 2-run walk-off homer. The 2-1 pitch. Driven towards center, but right to Simpson. Comes in on it, and he makes the catch. Martinez has hit 3 balls hard. The only problem is it's been 1 diving catch from Auer and 2 hard hit balls right to Chandler Simpson in center. And up comes Nick Kale, 0-for-2 tonight. 23 of 24 in a row have been retired. And it's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Zaraga delivers. Kale takes off the outside corner for ball 1. Kale again delivered the clutch hit that tied the game in the 10th inning last Thursday against Racket City. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider at 90 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. Set the stage for the Shuckers' first walk-off win of the second half. It was a 2-run homer from Casey Martin. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. Been a lot of comebacks for the Shuckers. 3-run 8th inning homer from Brock Wilkin last Wednesday. Won game 1 of this 5-game win streak. 2-run homer. Won game 2. The 2-1 pitch. Kale takes a slider, and it's a called strike. Right in the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Shuckers then on Friday. Got down early. Scored in the middle innings and won. Got down 3-0 on Saturday and 1 and 6 unanswered yesterday. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. You don't have 28 comeback wins on the year by accident. Shuckers, 27 wins when the opposing team scores first. 28 comeback wins. 3-2 pitch. Tipped into Keegan's mitt for strike 3, and that ends the inning. Well, the dominance continues for Biscuits pitching. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. They've retired 24 of the last 25 hitters. They go to the bottom of the 8th inning. 1-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
As as I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Sam Carlson is looking to go two innings in a relief appearance for just the second time this season. He's back to the mound, and he faces the righty Carson Williams after a perfect seventh. The righty Carlson delivers. Slider, chop, third base side, foul, and it hops towards the bullpen. The count goes to no balls and one strike. And in an interesting turn of events, Alfredo Zuraga, it's looking like it is going to be a six-out save opportunity for him in the ninth. Nobody is up in the Biscuits bullpen. Meanwhile, the 0-1 pitch to the righty Williams is a slider and a called strike two. Williams tonight is 1-for-2, tripled off the wall in right center back in the third inning. Drew walk back in the fifth. One run on five hits for the Biscuits. No runs on one hit for the Shuckers. The pitch. Williams takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Now, the Shuckers obviously are looking for runs in the ninth inning. But this would be the second game this season the two teams have played, and it's finished 1-0. The other one was one of the weirdest games of the season. It was the second game of the year. 1-2 pitch. Williams swings and misses at a slider. Down on strikes for the second time today. And it brings up the lefty, Xavier Isaac. Well, the Shuckers got a 1-0 win on their first Saturday game of the season. It was the first 1-0 win in Shuckers franchise history where the Shuckers were held to one hit in a 1-0 game, and one hit was a solo homer. Freddie Zamora was the one who hit it. The pitch to the lefty, Isaac. He shot foul. Out of play down the third baseline, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. It was the second time that it happened in the Southern League since 2005. The only other time was August of 2019 when Riley Unroe did it with the Mississippi Braves against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Dangerfield down at third says he does not go, and the count evens 1-1. Now today, though, has been different in the fact that Montgomery could have a 3-4-5-run lead, and a lot of credit goes to the young Brett Wachowski. He stranded a runner on third in the first, and then the bases loaded in the second. Biscuits in and score until the third. 1-1 pitch, misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. And the only point in time where the Biscuits scored was a triple and a fielder's choice with runners in the corners. It's been a well-pitched game by the Shuckers. Bullpen that enters today with a real good ERA, 3.29. 2-1 pitch. Isaac checks his swing. Dangerfield says he goes. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Again, it's a 1-0 game here in the eighth inning. For as good of an offense as the Shuckers have had in the second half, no runs into the bottom of the eighth inning is not something we've really ever seen from this team in this half. The 2-2 pitch misses inside, and count goes to 3-2. Isaac, today playing in his first game of the series, got a seat in the bench yesterday with a lefty going for the Shuckers. 0-for-1 today with two walks, one in the third, one in the fifth. Carlson fires. Slider misses just low. And Isaac walks for the third time tonight. And Dominic Keegan now comes out. Keegan, a right-handed bat, drove in the only run of the game. 0-for-3 with an RBI fielder's choice in the third. The pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Chapped over Carlson's head to second. O'Ray grabs it, taps second, jump through to first in time, and it ends the inning. It's a double tree by Hilton Biloxi, double play. We go to the ninth inning. In the eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Biscuits one, Shuckers nothing. The Shuckers will try and get the win or at least tie it up when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end of the night, and the Shuckers need one to tie, two to take the lead. They have Justin Yeager. Check that. They have Will Childers warming up alongside Justin Yeager in the Shuckers bullpen. Yeager, if the Shuckers are leading. Childers, if the Shuckers are tied. Right now, they got to figure out how to get that one run. And what better guy to ask than a guy who has been, well, in the clutch in a lot of ways in the last week. It is Casey Martin. Walk-off homer last Thursday. Go-ahead triple last night. Gets the pitch from the righty, Alfredo Zarraga. And the first pitch is a called strike one. The Shuckers this year, when trailing after eight innings, 1-31. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, fouled off. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Zarraga's out for his second inning. Set down the Shuckers in order in the eighth. Two strikeouts and a flyout. Shuckers have been held to one hit. It started the game in the first inning. Since then, Biscuits have retired 24 of 25. The pitch is popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count, no balls and two strikes. What a moment this could be for Casey Martin. Guy who's come up in the clutch again and again and again. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fans on an 85-mile-an-hour changeup that floats off the outside corner. Martin's down on strikes. One away. And the lefty Dylan O'Ray digs in. O'Ray's 1-for-3 tonight. He has that only Shuckers hit. Just two Shuckers have reached. O'Ray in the first, Scott in the seventh off walk. Zarraga fires. O'Ray takes inside and almost got him on the shoot tops. But instead, it's ball one. Shockers are no stranger to big-time comebacks in this ballpark. They had their 10-run comeback in a 10-run ninth inning last year in this ballpark. The 1-0 pitch. Ray takes a strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Five consecutive comeback wins for the Shockers. They're going to have to do it at the last breath today if they want to come back in this. The pitch. Changeup misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 97. And the count goes to 3-1. By the way, Zuraga this year, 6-for-9 in save opportunities. They're choosing to go with Zuraga for the 6-out save as opposed to Austin Vernon, who's 6-for-11. 3-1 pitch. It is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Ray digs in. Zuraga comes home. Ray takes strike three on the outside corner. Slider at 88. And the Shockers are down to their final out. And it comes down to the lefty, Mike Bovee. Zuraga's retired 5 in a row. 4 of them have been on strikeouts. Bovee digs in. Shocker's last hope, and Bovee's last hope to tie a franchise record. The pitch. Bovee takes a slider for strike one. Bovee's homered in 3 straight games. 1 away from tying the franchise record of 4 consecutive games. Trent Grisham did it in 2019. Jake Hager in 18. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The Shockers are now down to their final strike. There's a changeup at 84. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Zuraga fires. Bovee takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Zuraga fires. Bovee takes a changeup away. Good take off the outside corner. And the count's at 2-2. Zuraga comes home. Bovee takes inside, and the count goes full. Brock Wilkins on deck. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shockers down to their final strike. One bad one away from extending this game. The payoff pitch. Bovee drives it towards center. Simpson on it, makes the running catch, and that ends it. Shockers drop it by a 1-0 final. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Adam Weber gets the win and improves to 6-3. Alfredo Zuraga gets his 7th save of the season. And Brett Witrowski with the loss falls to 2-2. Final line for the Shockers, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. Biscuits, 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors. We'll take a break, wrap it all up next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shockers fall by a 1-0 final. Back after this, the Shockers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shockers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shockers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shockers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishockers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shockers. Book your group outing to a Shockers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers, and on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. Tough loss for the Biloxi Shuckers. No runs, one hit, and one error. They get their only hit on the first pitch of the night from the righty Adam Leverett. It's a single into left center from Dylan O'Ray. That was it. Leverett, Antonio Jimenez, and Alfredo Zuraga combined to retire 27 of the final 28 hitters. The only guy who reaches is Connor Scott on a walk in the seventh inning as the Shuckers are held to no runs, one hit, and one error. For the Biscuits, they get their only run in the third inning on an RBI fielder's choice from Dominic Keegan. They tally five hits and no errors. Winning pitcher tonight again is Adam Leverett. He's 6-3 on the season. Brett Rutrowski, 2-2 on the year, while Alfredo Zuraga tallies his seventh save of the season. A lot of good pitching in this matchup. Caleb Bowman and Sam Carlson, as we've talked about throughout the broadcast, this is a week where the Shuckers need length out of their bullpen. Bowman and Carlson, the two of them combined for 4 2/3 innings out of the bullpen with 4 strikeouts. Bowman continues his dominant season. ERA down to a 2.44 on the year, as he goes 2 2/3 innings scoreless. Sam Carlson, longest he's gone in any appearance since May 10th against the Biscuits. He goes 2 shutout innings with a walk and a strikeout. For the Biscuits, great pitching as well. Again, Adam Leverett, 6 shutout innings, 5 strikeouts, no walks on just 58 pitches. Antonio Jimenez, a scoreless eighth inning. And Alfredo Zuraga, the 6-out save. 4 of the 6 outs recorded via the strikeout, as the Biscuits improved to 59-45 on the season, 19-16 in the second half, while the Shuckers, their 5-game win streak is snapped. They fall to 52-49 on the year, 22-12, check that, in the second half. And by the way, it's the first time the Shuckers have been shut out in a game since May 29th, when they dropped a 1-0 game to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos at Keesler Federal Park. It is the first time the Shuckers have been held scoreless on the road since Game 2 of a doubleheader against the Mississippi Braves on May 17th. That is the night that Ian Mejia no-hit the Biloxi Shuckers over 7 innings. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Continue on next in the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Checkers fall by a 1-0 final tonight against the Montgomery Biscuits. It's a tough 1-0 loss, their first on the road since mid-May at Mississippi, and the first time they've been shut out since May 29th against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It is the 10th time the Checkers have been shut out this season and the first time in the second half. One run, five hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, a hit, and an error for the Checkers as Biloxi falls to 52-49 on the season, 22-12 in the second half. The Biscuits have won 7 of 8. They're at 59-45 on the season, 19-16. In the second half. Adam Leverett gets the win, improves to 6-3. Brett Wetrowski, the loss, falls to 2-2. And Alfredo Zaraga, the 6-out save, he picks up his 7th of the season. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. One game has gone final. The Smokies fall by an 8-2 final with Chattanooga Lookouts as bugs are flying into the booth here in Montgomery on the late night. We have a, well, it's like a grasshopper. Frank Mantis, one of the two that has flown on in and is joining us in the booth. Elsewhere, top of the eighth inning, the Blue Wahoos and the M-Braves are knotted at 3. And in the top of the eighth, the Barons lead the Trash Pandas by a 5-4 score. Elsewhere around the Brewers organization, it's also brought to you by OWA Parks and Resort. Checkers, the only game that's gone final in AAA. The Indianapolis Indians and Nashville Salons are knotted at 3 in the top of the ninth inning. Bottom of the eighth, the Timber Rattlers and River Bandits of Quad Cities are knotted at 1. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Carolina Mudcats 12-9. At the big league level, the Milwaukee Brewers lead the Atlanta Braves by a 6-4 score. Checkers fall by 1-0 final to the Biscuits, and they're back at it tomorrow night as the righty, check that, the lefty, Adam Seminaris, makes his start. He was originally slated to start on Sunday. That got washed out with a suspended game. He threw all of 8 pitches. He's 1-3 with a 4.10 ERA on the season. He'll go up against the righty Trevor Martin, 1-2, with a 5.68 ERA on the season. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 will be on the air with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Again, your final score, Biscuits 1, Checkers nothing, in a game that takes 2 hours and 11 minutes for 1,443 at Riverwalk Stadium on a Wednesday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Game 3, this 6-game set, 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch, Checkers and Biscuits. Checkers looking to get back in the win column tomorrow night. For all of us at the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Checkers Biscuits, Game 3 of this 6-game set. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers.